pretty troubling situation, to put it mildly. Now, this is how this played out, folks. A legislator in North Dakota, in the Bismarck-Mandan area, went and approached, the building management of the state capitol, which, you know, we're paying all of this, said basically, look, can I get a deal here? There's a building down here that, you know, like we can work out a lease. Let's have that lease be for 10 years. Now, that building is going to need a little bit of work on it as well, especially if we're going to say maybe the attorney general's office and some of their department, maybe they'll move in there to that building that I've got ownership of. And remember, 10 years, it's going to be guaranteed for 10 years. But there's going to have to be some work done as well to accommodate some of the things that that office is going to need to be productive. So I got a business for you. I have part ownership in that business. So I tell you what, 10 years, you sign on behalf of the state of North Dakota to me as a lawmaker. My name's Jason Doctor. For 10 years, I'm going to have this guarantee. And then, you know what? All the work, business that I'm associated with, we'll hire them to get it up to the standards. And by the way, this is going to be a couple million dollars. But don't worry, taxpayers are going to foot the bill. That's in essence what happened in Bismarck. That finding came out on Monday during the Legislative Audit and Fiscal Review Committee. Yesterday, we had Representative Mike Nathion. Today, I want to visit with Marvin Nelson, a representative from the north part of North Dakota, in fact, District 9. Representative Nelson, welcome back to KFGO. How you been?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm doing well, except for being pretty outraged about some of the findings of this audit. I'm curious your perspective on this. You're on this committee. What'd you find?
Well, I'm not on this committee anymore.
Okay.
After I voted a couple times to forward potential criminal investigations to the Attorney General, I'm no longer on the committee.
Oh, that sounds like payback, retribution, be gone, they said.
Possibility okay. exists. Who knows?
All
who
right.
knows?
Uh-huh.
You know, they don't call me up and tell me. But anyway, reading the reports, watching things, I did not get to tour the building itself like the committee did, but I don't know that that's really necessary. You know, basically what happened was Representative Doctor approached John Boyle wanting to get a tenant for the building so he could buy the building, which I thought was kind of interesting in itself. And then they went through and basically signed a lease before any of the division directors had toured the building. No one had seen the building. And signed the lease with someone who didn't own the building. And then we went from there. Well, then, of course, when people start going and seeing the building, you know, they recognized that there was just a lot of problems. You know, I mean, it started right out where there was just literally not enough room for a couple of the divisions that were supposed to move in there. But even now, they're at like 2,600 square feet less than they had before. I mean, they're really jammed in there. And division directors have indicated that there's a lack of privacy, there's a lack of conference rooms, there's a lack of space for administrative assistance. You know, one of the things is that much of the work that these people are doing there is confidential, and they're basically just out in community cubicles. You know, it's literally like we're trying to create the cone of silence now for each desk, and it's a real problem. And so we come on, there just gets to be one problem after another with this. Started out where the amount figured into the lease was supposed to cover what they figured would be the necessary upgrades. And after about $5 million or so of spending supposedly remodeling the building, mm-hmm. The state ends up supposedly owning like $1.7 million, which the Attorney General took money out of every place he could, including the state lottery, which there's some question if that was actually legal. Because it's supposed to, any excess money is by law supposed to go into the general fund, but it didn't go to the general fund. It went into this building. You had a few months or so where basically there is no money in the Attorney General's office because everything went in here. And then as the auditor looks at things, of course, the two people who won't talk to him is Troy Seibel and Liz Brocker, the two people right at the heart of this who potentially could tell us what's going on.
Is there fear from those two since they're not willing to speak? And, I mean, we've made it abundantly clear here on After News Live that Liz Brocker directed the deletion of the evidence, and that's what I'm going to say. This is evidence that could have been used in finding the money that was taken from U.S. taxpayers. Are they fearful that there's some legal issues here? Is that why they're not willing to talk? Or are they just thinking, look, it's North Dakota. We've gotten away with so much. We've been doing this for a long time. This one will get swept under the rug as well. I'm curious your opinion.
Well, there are a couple criminal things potentially in play here, and I don't know what their individual mindset is, but there is the destruction of public records, which is illegal. And Liz Brocker actually called information technology to have things deleted the day that Wayne Stenyum died.
Yeah.
And then they turned off the account, which would have allowed things to be recovered. And then the following Monday, he died on a Friday, the following Monday, they wiped it out. And as far as I can tell, there was no real effort made by anybody to look at his personal computer, if things were on there, or try to recover it from there. I've never heard that they even have his personal computer. But all that was gone. And at that point, as Troy Seibel's emails would have still been in the system, then he quit, and boom, they got deleted too.
Gone. Yeah, and
gone.
So there's so many things to unpack here, and every time we turn over a stone, there's something more troubling here. You know, you've got a lawmaker, in Jason Doctor, who was the, I believe, treasurer for Wayne Stenyum's reelection. So there's a connection there. So they work together. You've got this lease, you've got ownership, you get a 10-year lease for a building that's not even suitable. The Attorney General's office said, sure, we're going to come down there. All of this stinks. And I'm curious what the next step is. This audit has come out, and it's got quite damning information. And to his credit, Drew Wrigley did say, we've got to pass this along to someone independent. We can't investigate ourselves. What could happen with this investigation, Representative Nelson?
Well, certainly the Burleigh County State's Attorney has jurisdiction to criminally investigate. I kind of don't really expect that to happen. There is a problem. The Frontier Contracting, which doesn't have a contractor's license, that supposedly performed $500,000 worth of work, about $300,000 of that they can't document. So they got another business Jason Doctor owns, and he's an accountant, and there's no documentation. They've never received any sort of invoice for some $300,000 worth of work that his company supposedly did. And as far as I understand, it actually seems like the Attorney General's office paid out a lot of money before they ever received the invoice. The timeline on that I'm a little fuzzy on, but it really seems that the kind of the overall contractor, which again is owned by the same people, kind of just billed based on I'm not sure what, but there really was there's still $600,000 or so that's not documented what was done. And I should also go back and on the Frontier Contracting, some of what got billed as if it was a change order on the contract was actually landlord responsibility of maintenance of the building. Leaky toilet got billed as a change order,
unreal.
And I'm pretty sure the lease required working toilets, but it doesn't sound like it has enough toilets there anyway. So there's still...
Representative Nelson, is this an isolated event? We know that other lawmakers, because they're going to hide under the guise that, well, we're private citizens, so, we've got our own businesses. I mean, there are other lawmakers that have leases on buildings in Bismarck that have state contracts. Is this isolated event, or is there more similar to this, in your opinion?
as long as I've been in the legislature, we've been studying all the really high leases in Bismarck, but nothing is ever done. And frankly, I don't think that our system, as we currently have it set in place to try and control everything from leasing to management. I mean, it seems really strange that you go up to the state capitol and half of the building is empty, and yet we're leasing new space all over town. You go to, you know, IT was empty, and now they moved another division in there because everybody was out of state and they weren't coming into work, and so on. We spend a lot of money on this. There was a plan a few years ago. The state bank was going to build a big office building next to it on the property there, and that suddenly disappeared. That looked like a really good thing because I think at that time it was where the whole thing was going to pay off in 5 to 7 years just on what we were paying for leases. So I can't really call this isolated, but this seems to be the most egregious, where there's just one thing after another where none of the checks and balances came in to stop it from happening.
Yeah, and one thing before I let you go, Yuri, we have Representative Mike Nathion, a Republican, who's I think inching to be part of an Appropriations Committee with the new leadership, echoing some of the outrage here yourself. This does seem to have some bipartisan outrage to it, which leads me to believe that maybe after all these years of trying to do something, that this session might get done. Do you have any hopes that it does?
Well, I would hope so. I mean, especially since the building is not suitable as it sits. There is a clause, as far as I know, although the report said a non-standard lease was used. So I am hoping this is not an ironclad 10-year lease. Most of the leases say if it's subject to appropriation by the state legislature. And fundamentally, I don't think the Attorney General could appropriate money if the state legislature doesn't. So actually, at this point, I would be in favor of us building an Attorney General's building or finding a different building that's suitable and breaking the lease and moving out.
Yeah,
if it's just not suitable.
And let's make sure a lawmaker doesn't profit off of this as well, would be my caveat to that as well.
That's pretty difficult in Bismarck. They're really intertwined. It really is.
That's true.
Probably a Republican taking care of the garbage, and another one owns a carpet cleaning company. And, you know, I mean, it's just, yeah, there's a lot of that goes on. And I'm not saying that it's all improper. I mean, people do have businesses and stuff. But in this case, it seems... this seems to have really gone over any reasonable line, you know.
The last thing I got. So what I heard, and this is going to be one of my takeaways here, there is a chance that we can get our money back in some shape or form, maybe, if we break this lease. Jason Doctor's not going to go around with all of our money, is what I'm saying.
I seriously doubt that we can get the money back.
Okay.
You know, I mean, yes, it's probably theoretically possible if you could prove something, but it's pretty tough when most of the evidence that would probably prove if there was any sort of collusion going on has now been destroyed.
All right.
And the Attorney General's office itself does not prosecute, so it goes to the Burleigh County State's Attorney. And the way the Burleigh County State's Attorney office was attacked repeatedly after they convicted Sandy Blunt of a felony and his job at WSI, I really don't expect any state attorney in this state to touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Representative Nelson, I'm out of time. I always appreciate your insight and your time. You take care, and we'll chat again soon, all right?
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You bet. Marvin Nelson, he is represented from District 9. That's your money. And you had a lawmaker work around the back edges of this to make sure that your money went into his pocket, just in not the shape of a lease, but also in the remodeling of a building that wasn't suited for the needs of your attorney general. Get your thoughts at 35270, and we'll share those right after this KFGO News.